This is the city. Lovell, Wyoming. We are Scott and Ross reporting on a Monday as we have items sent to us via the Lovell Chronicle, their April 23rd edition, covering the Lovell Police Department for the week of April 13th through the 19th. On April 14th, officers responded to a disturbance on East 2nd Street for a hostile argument between a dating couple. They're dating. When they go out on a date? The officer detained a male subject as a matter of safety, but no criminal charges were filed as no assault occurred. So they took the guy in and said, "You better get out of there."
You see, and this is how I ask somebody out on a date. Hey, you want to get together this weekend and scream at each other?
Yeah, and get hostile?
Yeah.
And threaten?
God, they always say no.
Yeah, they took the guy in for safety, though. Mm. So, yeah, I think, you know, what's their next date going to be like?
If you thought the first one was exciting.
Yeah, it's going to get fun now.
Date night two.
On April 18th, officers were called to the Family Dollar after a man started growing irate at other customers for not wearing the face mask, stating the other customers were murdering people. I'm guessing he had one on. Officers removed the man from the store. Chief Dan Laffin said all customers were maintaining appropriate social distancing. So,
you're murdering me.
Yeah. Oh. Dude, I'm trying to buy some toilet paper. Chill.
It's the times we're in, Russ.
I guess.
Also, a man was detained by officers after threatening to harm himself with a knife in a residence of Nevada Avenue. Officers transported him to the hospital for a psychiatric evaluation. The man was cited for breach of peace. So, yeah, and here's a ticket for you, too. Pay it.
Just a pile on.
Pay it in 2 weeks. It's like, yeah, sure. Headline, lack of face mask caused outrage at Family Dollar. Yeah, it's like I said, Russ, the times we live.
I guess,
Let's go over to the Sheriff's Department and the Sheriff's Report. For the Bighorn County Sheriff's Department, on April 14th, a suspicious door-to-door salesperson was reported in Deaver on Road 1. The salesperson identified herself as an AT&T salesperson, identifying herself as an AT&T salesperson and asked to see the resident's satellite dish, stating she could save the resident money on his cable bill. The resident said she drove off in a vehicle with California plates. Multiple calls about the salesperson were made to deputies throughout the week. Tough job to have, Ross.
Very tough job. And so you show up in Deaver and you look around and say, wow, this is a good place to make money. These people obviously need my service.
You get the Deaver sales account, you know, and it's like somebody sees somebody approaching in Deaver. There's probably a gun in their house, too.
Most likely.
Yeah. And they're violating their sanctuary. And, of course, you're from California. This is your gig. So,
good luck with that.
Yeah. On April 16th, a report of animal abuse on Road 11 and a half outside Lovell was determined unfounded. The owner said the horse in question was thin because it was over 30 years old.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah. Also, on April 18th, deputies received a report of a person lying face down on a porch on West 4th in Cowley. Deputies determined that the individual was intoxicated and helped relocate the individual to a location where he wouldn't cause harm. I want to go to that location.
Well, how much harm could he cause if he's laying face down on the porch?
In Cowley.
Yeah.
Sheriff's report, drunken man reported lying face down on porch. Then you got to read on. Was that me? Oh, no.
Is anybody I know?
It wasn't me. It wasn't my attorney. I'm okay.
And the guy's like, hey, I was fine. I made it to the porch.
Let's go over to Powell and find out what happened. They include property damage on Oakwood, received a report. that a resident found holes in the side of their house. The case is under investigation. Disposition completed. When they bought it, it didn't have any holes on it. Let's see. Dogs running. Property found. A phone was found. Brought in law enforcement. Has a brown tan case with feathers and floating pink sparkles on it. Oh,
good Lord.
Most of the phone cases I've seen for my phone, you can't get it with feathers.
That's so your phone can fly away.
Yeah, so.
And that's it. Get the most embarrassing phone cover made. And then, is this your phone? No, I'll just go buy a new one.
Yeah, I ain't going to claim that. Dog barking. Officer responded, contact the owner, was not in town, but would head back and take care of it. This on South Everett's. Disturbance. South Jones received report of a domestic disturbance. Officers responded. After an investigation, a 36-year-old man, Powell, was arrested on charges of domestic battery, interference with an emergency calls, and unlawful contact, transported to the Park County Detention Center. Disposition, see case. So, the other person wants to call the police. You take their phone away from them. That's interference with an emergency call.
Yep.
Can't do that. So, and that's a big one too. So they frown on all that stuff. Speeding. People are driving faster nowadays in some places. Not in Powell.
Not in Powell.
You go up Division Street and they're doing, it's like a parade. It's 15 miles an hour. So.
Not when I have to get to work.
No
speeding.
No. Animal stray north of Zorka. Report of a chihuahua running in the street. Officers responded, dog gone on arrival. So it was off to pull sleds up in Alaska.
How many chihuahuas do you need to hook up?
It's like 100 of them to pull a sled. You got a 100-pound person on it. Traffic complaint, South Bend, received report of a personal transportation vehicle that was driving on the sidewalk, not even looking when crossing intersections. An officer spoke with the driver. He'll be more careful. Disposition completed. A personal transportation vehicle, Russ.
So is this like a scooter or a beer cooler?
A beer cooler that races.
Ah.
Yeah. So we've seen them around town.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they can get up and go. I was almost hit in the alley once by one. That'd be embarrassing for an insurance claim.
And in the alley, that's a tender spot.
Yeah, and how are you run over? Well, it was a beer cooler. Guy on it.
See, in the old days, that would just get you strange looks.
Beer guy. Yeah, I know. Animal stray, cat norn, report of three dogs running. Officer responded, dogs in their yard at the time the officers arrived. Spoke with the owner, told him he could be cited for animal running at large, but they're in the backyard, so I'm okay.
The dogs are like, it's the cops, quick, back in the yard.
Suspicious activity, Wes Coulter received report of a male that verbally accosted case under investigation. Yelled at somebody. So
walk away.
Yeah.
Ignore him. I mean, unless you are, the member of the PC crowd. And those words have weight.
And it hurt their feelings. Yeah. Or the guy had a mask and you didn't.
Demanding you leave Family Dollar.
Traffic complaint, East Coulter. Report of a mother driving with a baby not in a car seat. It was on top of the roof. Vehicle was gone. Information provided was not enough to contact the owner. Disposition, dispatch handled. So they saw the baby, but they didn't see a license plate.
Right.
So, suspicious activity, Mountain View. Received report of a humming noise. Reporting party called back, said it was from a working pumper truck. The reporting party wanted to cancel the complaint. Disposition canceled. This is at 1:29 a.m.
Oh, jeez.
The humming going on from a pumper. I found out what it was. It's fine. I'll go to sleep. So, Animal Stray, Avenue H, a report of a hound dog running at large that won't let the postwoman deliver the mail. They're a dog unable to get it back inside. Officers responded. The owner called back and said the dog was inside. Disposition unable to assist. So Yeah, everybody couldn't get the dog, even the owner. So.
And I wouldn't let the postman deliver any mail. He knew there was a vet bill in there.
Yeah, that could be, yeah. Or more flyers. So, animals stray. Two dogs, bulldog, pit bull with collar and tags. Officer responded, found the dogs. Owner contacted, picked up the dogs, this position, returned to owner. So no warning or anything. So must have had license. So
there you go.
Yeah. Let's see, traffic complaint, 87th, received two reports of white truck driving around and spinning cookies and spraying up gravel. Officers have spotted case under investigation, C case. Wasn't my white truck, Ross. So, tires are too valuable.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So that's what I think about. I'm not going to spend mine. That's money right there.
That is money.
Yeah. Let's see, welfare check. E2nd, visiting officer, attempted to complete a welfare check. Officers unable to make contact with the individual, but was able to locate them. Officers will be visiting another time. So they couldn't make contact, but they know where he's at.
Huh.
I don't know what that is.
And
so.
We'll be visiting later.
Yeah.
Well, good. I'll make sure to have coffee on.
Yeah. Suspicious activity, West 2nd, received report of a man who was acting like a horse. Officers responded, but the individual gone on arrival.
He galloped away.
He went off to the sunset. Oh, what? I'm not sure exactly. I have to put that in the file of people acting like a horse, Russ. I know people who act like a portion of a horse.
There you go.
The one backside section.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But this guy was acting like he was going full horse.
Was he like grazing? Was he a show pony?
Was he demanding a high vet bill?
Trying to get up a pickup game of polo going?
Oh, we haven't had too many of those.
No, it's a pretty thin file.
Hey, good news for saddle makers, though. I mean, hey, we got a new business here.
And then he's back there. He goes, my saddle is chafing a little bit right here. Can you fix that?
The quarantine is really taking its toll, right?
Oh. Nay, I say, Scott.
Eat your oats and shut up.
That's a nice salt block.
That is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Blotter, brought to you by Aldridge's Door Center, where Tim doesn't act like a horse, but sometimes like a mule over there. Aldridge's. Check him out. Anyway, appreciate the POW Police and the Lovell Chronicle for today's Police Blotter report.